Good afternoon and welcome to Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Emily. Good afternoon, Emily.
Good afternoon.
Now, Emily's chosen four really special items that she would like to take to her desert island. Emily, tell us about your first item.
My first item would be my teddy that's a polar bear. And it's been with me for my whole life, so it's very special to me. And
what's your polar bear called?
Polar bear.
Polar bear. Very original. Is that because you were very little when you had him?
And I've got so much I can't name them all.
Oh, have you? Tell me about your cuddly toy collection.
Well, I've got 12 polar bears because they're my favourite animal.
Right.
And
how do you choose which one to take with you?
Well, my oldest one is my favourite one since it's like my most special one.
Oh, okay. So that one kind of gets top billing.
Yeah.
Will the others be okay without him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you reckon? Yeah. Does he come and snuggle up with you every night then, that one? Yeah. That's a forever thing, is it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, yeah, you've got to take him then, haven't you? He's got to come. So, okay, we've got a polar bear, but we kind of might need something a bit more practical. What else are you going to take?
I would take a CD.
Okay, go on. With a CD player, presumably. Yeah.
It's a song called Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince by Taylor Swift.
Oh, tell me more.
Because when I went to the Eras tour, it was her first song, so it reminded me of like all like the Taylor Swift bits, and it wasn't the best one.
Just dropped that one in there, didn't you? When I went to the Eras tour. Yeah. Lovely. Okay, tell me a bit about that then. So that song was the first one.
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing her Sunset Lover bodysuit.
Wow.
With her cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And her hair was down.
And I presume, like most Swifties, you knew all the words. And you sang very loudly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, was it really, really fantastic?
Really
best thing ever.
The best.
Have you got a bracelet with that title on it as well?
Yeah.
Oh, Emily. For the benefit of listeners at home, Emily's showing me now that she has. Marvellous. So when you play that CD on your desert island, what will that make you think of?
Like, when my whole family were at the Eras tour, just having a good laugh and fun.
So a special family memory. Lovely. Okay, tell me about your third item, Emily.
Well, for my third item, I'd probably bring ice lollies.
Oh.
Because they're really, really, it's really hot and like, you want to cool off. And plus, they're really tasty.
Good idea. Well, also, they'll hydrate you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so ice lollies, do you have a bit of a sweet tooth?
I mean, not really, because I don't eat chocolate a lot. I eat quite a lot of sweets.
Do you? But
I don't eat chocolate as much because we don't normally have a lot in the house.
So ice lollies, okay, now this opens up a whole kind of, you know, shape, flavour, go.
Well, probably shape, probably the rocket lollies, only because they've got multi flavours and they're just really nice and refreshing.
Yeah.
And
what's your favourite flavour ice lolly?
Probably the pineapple.
Pineapple. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So do you think you would manage quite well on a desert island? Are you quite good at being on your own? Or do you think you'd be like, oh no, it'd be terrible?
I'm 100% sure because, I mean, I like to be on my own sometimes,
but
I won't have enough food and everything, so probably not.
Yeah. Do you get quite, you know, hangry when you've not had food and
very
sleeping?
Very hangry.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. I think that would be the hardest thing, would be the food thing. What about missing your sister and your family, or do you think, no, that'd be fine?
I miss my dad, but Sophie as much.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what Sophie says when we interview her. That's been really fascinating, and I hope that you have a fantastic time on your desert island, Emily. Thank you very much.
Thank you.